The last day or two, members of the media have asked me over and over again, what are you going to say to your flock today? And what I wanted to say is, they ain't no sheep. But the reporters did remind me that I probably should come up with something today, and I'm thankful to them for that, because that is not where I was focused. Paul, in his letter to the Thessalonians, says, give thanks in all circumstances. And I want to tell you that today, I think for the first time in my life, I actually understand what he meant. Give thanks in all circumstances. Today, what I want to do is give thanks. I want to give thanks for first responders and good Samaritans, for doctors and nurses and EMTs, for police and National Guard and special units. I give thanks for chaplains and therapists and therapy dogs and UCC therapy dogs. I give thanks for those who are in hospital right now, struggling to make sense of a new life for them to lead, different from their life before. I give thanks that they are seeking to rise from grievous injuries. And I give thanks for their family and their friends and their caregivers who are surrounding them and holding them and literally lifting them up. And I give thanks for television reporters and cameras. Is that Pat up there in the back? Hi, Pat. And George, down here, I know there's some cameras here. I give thanks for television. Thank you for visiting our city today and telling our story. Thank you for electronic communications. I give thanks for friends and strangers from around the world who have sent messages to us and who have wrapped us, who are wrapping us in prayer. I give thanks for the Hawaiian Conference of the United Church of Christ, who sent us the day of the explosions messages of aloha, peace, love. I give thanks for our UCC church in Wayzata, Minnesota, whose individual members each wrote to us, to Old South and Church of the Covenant, messages to us. We're trying to get them online. I give thanks for our mayor. Oh my God. Thank you, Thomas Menino. And I give thanks for the governor of the great Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And I give God thanks for the president of the United States who hugged us in a bear hug. I give God thanks for Old South senior church administrator Helen McCready, who is all this week down in Tennessee burying her mother. She gave the eulogy yesterday for her mother, but throughout the week has been posting messages for us and sending them out online. I give thanks for Amy Perry, who's been working on our webpage. I give God thanks for Quinn Caldwell, who wrote an awesome daily devotional today. Who read that daily devotional? That was awesome. I give God thanks for our ASL interpreter, Chris Breen. I give God thanks for Starbucks, where I've had lots of meetings this week. I give God thanks for our NOLA mission team, who wanted so badly to be here, but were so disciplined and good as to stay there and build a house. They built a house. While this city was falling apart, they built a house in another city. I give God thanks for Reverend Rob, Mark, and Church of the Covenant for hosting us and hospitality and your sweet kindness to us. I give God thanks for our bishops, James and Wendy, who have been with us and with me the whole time. From the minute the bombs exploded, they have been with us, messaging us, coming, doing stuff for us when we could not do that. I give thanks for our bishops, James and Wendy. I give God thanks for the Boston Red Sox, for David Ortiz speaking from the heart. I give God thanks for Neil Diamond and Sweet Caroline, And I give God thanks for the New York Yankees. I give God thanks for Jesus of Nazareth and the Beatitudes, the plumb line by which we measure our lives. I give God thanks for people of faith, for that for people of faith, the troubles of these present days are placed in the context not of this moment, but of eternity and God's time. I give God thanks to you, every single one of you, for shining the light of Christ into the darkness of this world and for not permitting the darkness, not allowing the darkness to swallow the light. I give God thanks to you for not permitting hate to make of you haters, for changing cruelty into mercy. I give God thanks. There is indeed a balm in Gilead, and even unto Boston. I give God thanks. Amen.